Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm very, very happy to announce that for the first time, Dow is accepting full responsibility for the Bhopal catastrophe. We have a $12 billion plan to finally, at long last, fully compensate the victims, including the 120,000 who may need medical care for their entire lives, and to fully and swiftly remediate the Bhopal plant site.
You might remember that surprising announcement from 2004. A representative from Dow Chemical appeared to be appearing on BBC News on the 20th anniversary of the worst industrial disaster in history to announce that they were going to fully compensate the victims in Bhopal, India. But soon after the BBC interview, it was revealed to be an elaborate hoax by culture-jamming activists, the Yes Men. They've been setting up fake websites, infiltrating big business, and impersonating powerful people for years, and now they've come out with a film documenting their hijinks. It's called The Yes Men Fix the World, which premieres on HBO on July 27th, and which will have a run at the Film Forum in Lower Manhattan in October. The Yes Men are actually Andy Bickelbaum and Mike Bonanno, and they join me now in our studio. Welcome, Yes Men, to WNYC.
Hello.
Thanks, Brian.
Now, Andy, remind us what the Bhopal disaster was. Well, I'll just say it was this huge chemical leak in India that was the most deadly industrial accident ever. And how you managed to get on the BBC News with an audience of, 300 million people as an imposter?
Well, in 2001, Dow Chemical Corporation bought Union Carbide, the company responsible for the Bhopal catastrophe, but they basically refused to assume any of their liabilities in India. They paid their American victims of Union Carbide's toxic legacy, but not the ones in India. And we decided we would try to do something about that and shame Dow into acting. So we set up a fake website for Dow Chemical, waited patiently, and one day we got an email from the BBC on the 20th anniversary, 1 week before the 20th anniversary of the Bhopal catastrophe.
So you didn't do it by issuing fake press releases and trying to push your way on. You kind of waited in ambush for a major news organization to approach you, and you had this whole elaborate hoax ready to go.
On that one, yeah. We just knew that we wanted, well, we didn't expect it to happen, of course. We didn't expect that the BBC itself would want to broadcast our news to 300 million people, but they did. They came and wanted to speak to Dow.
Now, Mike, Dow Chemical lost $2 billion in stock value following this interview. Did Dow come after you in any way?
No, Dow decided to leave us alone. I think they knew that they would only be giving us what we wanted if they came after us. It would be a great opportunity for us to talk more about their responsibilities for, you know, cleaning up the site of the worst industrial accident.
Do you feel that you were successful? Did the hoax compel them to change their policies in any way?
Well, the hoax was never going to make them change their policies. And I think that's the message of our new film, is that we really need to have government provide the proper regulation to make sure that corporations actually serve our needs rather than work against us.
So here's another clip from the film. You're posing as representatives from Exxon this time, and you're presenting a new biofuel product to a group of oil executives.
It was time to introduce Reggie Watts, the dying Exxon janitor who had volunteered to be turned into fuel.
I think I'd like to be a candle. There's just so many uses for a candle. I mean, you know, like if you want something romantic, like that'd be nice to know I was a candle on table.
Now, that's pretty preposterous. An individual who had volunteered to be turned into fuel. I don't know. I guess if we knew we were dying anyway, we donate our body parts for good causes, maybe we would volunteer to be turned into biofuel. But what was the context there, Andy?
The context was we had gotten ourselves invited, this time quite actively, as Exxon to a giant oil conference in Canada. And given Exxon told these oil people in attendance that Exxon had a plan for what to do in case of massive global warming catastrophes, which seemed ever more likely. And that was simply to take the millions or billions of people who die and turn them into fuel. And then we showed a video of this guy who was volunteering his body as a part of the test program. And when people realized that the candles they were holding in their hands were actually made from this guy that they were seeing on the screen, they freaked out a little bit.
Yeah, and but of course it wasn't true. Was this the same news conference where you introduced Vivoleum, a new biofuel product made of human victims of climate change?
Yeah, the Vivoleum is actually the name of the product.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And the Vivoleum candle that they held was made of Reggie Watts, who's actually a great comedian who plays in New York all the time.
But where does the climate change come into it? It's one thing if a guy is dying and he says he's going to dedicate or donate his body to biofuels. Where does the climate change angle come in?
Well, we made it very clear in the talk that basically, you know, Exxon is causing climate change as, you know, the world's biggest oil company or the one that makes the most profits. And they have very firmly and ideologically stated their position that they feel that business should be allowed to do business no matter what the consequences are. And so we felt that they, as major perpetrators of the climate change crime, needed to be singled out.
How did you feel when you saw people so grossed out by the idea that they were holding candles made of human beings in their hands?
Well, relieved. It would have been worse if they hadn't been at all grossed out
That's
by it.
That's one way to look at it.
It was a bit uncomfortable when they came and grabbed us and hauled us off to a holding cell, but only temporarily. It was a lot of fun.
Your next mark in the film is the government. And Andy, you posed as the Deputy Secretary of HUD, the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, and you made a big announcement about public housing in New Orleans 1 year after Hurricane Katrina. Here is part of your speech.
Until last week, our MO here at HUD was to tear down public housing whenever we could. Like many folks in Washington, we thought that the projects caused crime and unemployment. We were wrong. When we tore down St. Thomas and replaced it with mixed-income flats, only one of 27 former residents ever made it back, and the rest have faced many problems, in some cases even homelessness. It just didn't work. We won't make that error again. This afternoon, we will begin to reopen all public housing projects in New Orleans and allow these Americans to be part of their city once again.
So, Andy, that was you, and as with Bhopal, I guess you were basically making the announcement that you think HUD should have been making.
Absolutely. We had some just obvious things that the government could be doing in New Orleans to make things a lot better, like making public housing work there instead of tearing down the only buildings, the only housing which survived Katrina, which is what they actually ended up doing in cahoots with big business in New Orleans.
My guests on WNYC are the Yes Men, Andy Bickelbaum and Mike Bonanno. There is a Yes Men movie coming out that's going to air on HBO on the 27th of this month and then a run at Film Forum in October. It's called The Yes Men Fix the World. Mike, is the Yes Men just the two of you?
No, there's a whole network of people behind us who help us out. We're just the public faces.
And by the way, here's the response of a New Orleans resident to your HUD impersonation.
I think what you guys expose is the fact that HUD could do these great things if they wanted to. Secondly, you got the attention of the residents, so now they're going to begin to ask, well, why aren't you doing these things? And number three, you're creating a controversy to feed off, to organize, and to build a struggle to the next level. So in my opinion, everything y'all did was excellent.
Was that opinion widely shared, or were some people, you know, did they have their hopes raised and then got disappointed over hearing the announcement and then that the announcement was fake?
That is what the media reported. But no, nobody was disappointed. Nobody at all.
Because they had no expectations or why?
Well, because it wasn't actually reported as true in the media. So there were no hopes to be dashed. It was pretty remarkable that despite that, the media did cover it as a hopes getting dashed.
Only hopes were the 1,000 contractors who actually were in the conference room that day. And they're the ones who thought it was real. But the public housing residents weren't invited to the conference.
Who funds the Yes Men? Where do you get your money?
Day jobs.
They're both shrugging.
What money?
You have day jobs?
Yeah. We work at universities. We struggle. Yep. We beg, borrow. We stop short of stealing, as far as I know.
Are you PhD college professors?
Not PhD exactly, but yes, college professors.
What do you teach? Where do you teach?
I teach design and stuff at Parsons, the new school.
Design and stuff. The design and stuff 101.
And I teach art and video and stuff at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York.
That's Mike Bonanno, who's at RPI, Andy Beichelbaum at Parsons. What's the difference between the sort of lying you do and the sort of lying that corporations do? The criticism you got for Bhopal was that your lie gave people false hope and that it was actually very cruel to the people of Bhopal. Do you see a difference between, obviously you do, but how would you characterize it, between the lying that you do and the lying that corporations do?
Well, an obvious difference is that we don't have tens and hundreds of millions of dollars to do it with. We just have to sneak in the cracks and do it in order to expose the lying that corporations do. You know, at the same time that Dow was refusing to clean up the site in Bhopal for many years and still hasn't, and people continue to die there because the groundwater is contaminated, they've spent millions of dollars producing elaborate corporate social responsibility commercials. Dow HU, a lot of listeners may have seen that on TV, actually. It's so widespread. Pretending like Dow really cares about this human element, and especially water issues. They're focused on how good they are around water issues.
The film ends with your New York Times stunt. You published a fake New York Times newspaper and distributed it one morning almost a year ago. Our listeners might remember this hoax because there were a lot of copies of this floating around New York. My producers picked up copies on their way to work that day, I remember. And here's a clip of people's reaction to that fake New York Times.
Free New York Times.
It's fake, right?
Who publishes this?
Can I grab another one, please?
What?
What?
National Health Insurance Act passes.
The Patriot Act repealed.
Maximum wage law succeeds. Good luck with that one.
This is too good to be true. But it's not impossible.
It's a dream newspaper, right? It's like you wake up and all the things that you wanted became the news.
The war's over!
So that was pretty funny. And is it actually the least cynical and most hopeful of your stunts, in a way?
I think we had several that were quite hopeful. I mean, this one might be, it's the most kind of complete because it deals with not just a single issue. It's kind of like saying, we need a new bottom line. We need to build our civilization around a new imperative that's not simply profit. We need to figure out a way that we can become sustainable. Growth is impossible in the long run.
It was just full of stories that are kind of common sense, you know.
We just have 20 seconds left. Mm. Can people become yes men and yes women?
Oh, yes. They can go to the yesmen.org and sign up. We've got a lot of big plans for September in the lead up, among other things, to our theatrical release and in lead up to Copenhagen, especially.
We will send you on a mission.
Yes.
TheYesMen.org, if you are willing to be sent on a mission. The documentary, The Yes Men Fix the World, premieres on HBO next Monday at 9 p.m. It'll also have a run at the Film Forum in early October. The Yes Men, Andy Beichelbaum and Mike Bonanno. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.